Yaitza b'sela sha'al hatzinis. Sela Rashi says, matbeyahu tzinis meforish pigmore. And a woman who has, we'll see, tzinis is a make. So a woman that has a make on her foot is permitted to go out with a sela, with a matbeya that's attached to her foot. Habonais ktanois yaitzeis pachutid. Bonis ktanis are permitted to go out with chutin, with threads. Vafilu bekismin, kismin are small pieces of wood. Shebo ozneyem, that is in their ears. Zogt Rashi, habonis ktanis, sheminakveis ozneyem. They want to pierce their ears. Vein oisim nizomim ad sheyigdolu. They start wearing earrings when they grow up. So they put in their ears chutim or ksamim that the piercing should not seal up. Vafilu. So what is, so it says yoitzais bechutim vafilu bekismin. Vafilu revuse koma. He's telling us a greater chiddush. Even though this is not any tachshit whatsoever, it's worse than chutim. But the shteger is that one should have ksomim in the ears, is therefore v'loim masayu. Therefore it is not considered a masi. That is the derech that the bonis ktanis go out. The Taisus HaRosh wants to say that the chiddush is that it is not a chatzitze, because since these ksomim would more easily fall out from her ears than the chutim, so therefore they are made much thicker than the chutim. So there'd be a mokim to think that it would be a chatzitze, and if it would be a chatzitze, so then Chazal asked women to go out with a dover achaitzitz, maybe b'shas tefillah, they'll have to take it off. That is the chiddush of vafilu. V'yesh meforshim, the others say a different pshat in the Mishnah. Chutim is not speaking about chutim shebozneye, no, it's speaking about chutim shekelas behen sara, that she braids together with her hair. Dos rinon legdoilo b'reish pirkin. In the beginning of the Perek, we ask the Gedoyle to go out, because there we are afraid she might have to tevel herself that evening, and we're afraid she'll take it off, and instead of putting it back on again, she'll carry it. So these Mefoshim learned that in Yesod there's a chilich between a Ktana and a Gedoyle, and by aktane de leshchichu bu tvile shori. The loshen rishen hogun mize. So Rashi says the first pshat is a better pshat. Chode de ktanois nami tzrichais tvile le tumas maga. Mishum tares. Number one, ktanis also need tvile bizmana mishne because of tares, they were nizer in tares. Vaaf nidais nami shchichais buhu. Kedesanya maise shahoya vitvilua kaidam leima, that they were matvil, the bas, before the mother, by the lady. You saw there's no chilik between tumas nida, tumas mage, al kaponim, it's all one yesod, that they were nizar and tvile, even though it wasn't a latira la baila. Va'oid midiktani afilu bekismin. What is the afilu? That means if both are speaking about that they're soismois doznayim, so we're telling a chiddush according to Rashi, yoitzois bechutim, afilu bekismin, that is not a tachshit noi whatsoever, it is still not a masui. So the loshen afilu is very good. But if we'll say that they're speaking about two different cases, yaitzis bechutim akluis pesarisei, and bekismin shebozneim. So what is the viafilu? Midiktoni afilu bekismin ikalamishma dechutim nami aznayim kaimi. Die chute aroi shel shaykh le misna afilu bekismet, so we have two different cases. Chutim shebes aroi seyim, and kismim boz neyem. Zog the mishne weiter. Arvi yois, yoitzois, reulois. What does this mean? So let us see Rashi. Arvi yois, noshim yisraeli yois, shebe'eret. They live in Chveis, in Arabia. Yoitzois, reulois. Derech arviyois, liyois mu'utofois roishon upneyem chutz minoinayim. That when they go out, they are completely covered. V'korilo beloshen arvi ru'ulois. Haynu haro'olois tersiv gabi tarshitei noshim b'seifa yishayim. So what is the chiddush b'chlal? What is the chiddush of the Mishneh? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that this is called derech malbush. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha. That even though it's a very odd kind of malbush, that the face is completely covered, afal pikein, that's also a derech malbush. So they're allowed to go out this oifen. Agav uche, there's a moichah de kerashi in Yeshaya. Rashi in Yeshaya explains what the ra'olos is. That means, looking at it, we would think that's a gewaldic etznius of the arviyois, that mamish, the whole face is covered. But there's a different kavona there. Rashi in Yeshaya says, tznif shematznifois kol partzufei, they cover the whole face, chutz mi galgal ha'ayin, kidei she yis'ave odom lizoin bemareis alistois. That means, fakir, the whole kavone is not mitoich goydol atzniyah shebehem, no, it's mitoich goydol apritzah shalem. They want that one should stare at their eyes, so therefore everything is covered and the eyes are exposed to that one's attention should be diverted directly to the eyes. Va'al kaponim, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that this is derech malbush. Arviyois, yoitzois, reulois. Umadiyois, prufois. Madiyois, noshim yisraeliyois shebemodai. Prufois, what is prufois? Shema'atvois, betalus. There are mu'utif with a beged, v'toile oritzue bisvoso ha'achas. Now, on one side of the beged, there's a ritzue. Keneged tzavor, right near her neck. Ubisvosa hashenis, on the other side of this beged, keireches evenoi egois. So there's a evenoi egois, v'keisheres oritzua bekrach. And she ties the ritzua bekrach, v'inatales neufel mioleo. So memele, the even or egois is in the place of a button. She attaches and she winds around the ritzua around this Evan or Egeis. Peirefes, kemoi kerosim de metagaminen pulfin, and the kola machaber beged lechaveroi kori prife. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah says that, arvi yeshayt is rulois, madi is prufes, the choladom. And really it doesn't matter if they come from Modai or another place, Elo Shadibu Chachomim Bahayde. It is a derech malbush that way, and therefore one is permitted to go out. Peirefes al ha'evin, val ha'egeis, val ha'madbeya. She's permitted to be peiref on these three things. Ubilvad, shilei tifreif lechatchila b'shabes. But she's not allowed to be peiref lechatchila b'shabes. We'll see. And it says right away, peirefes. So the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. Bulvat shalai tifrei chatchila b'shabes, a Gemara poch amret reishe peirefes. Mai tzinis. Now let's go back to the reishe of the Mishnah, yoitzo b'sela sha'al atzinis. So the Gemara says, bas aro. Bas aro, so Rashi says, mako, shehitachas parses haregel, v'koysher bo sela lirefuet. And she ties a sella there, l'refue. So the whole purpose of the sella is l'tzeirech refue. So a psaher akasha, the lechayre is lefuah, so why didn't they answer als gzeirim ishim shchike samamonim? Till later I found the chedusha oviv and the chedusha ran, it also seemed like that, but Emerson will see later in the sugya, a sela is mukze. So one is tamazayit not permitted to be kosher the sela in Shabbos. So yaitzis besela means that she was kosher at Erev Shabbos. And so my man was kosher Erev Shabbos, so just like we had before, that according to the Perish Rabbeinu Peiris, that if she puts a bevad, she'loitit and lechatchila b'Shabbos, if it's put in Erev Shabbos, it is muta. So l'chayra, that is pshat in the Mishnah also, yaitza b'sela shalatzinis, that it was mekusha Erev Shabbos. Umayishna sela, so the Gemara asks, why dafka matbeye? So ilay mekol midi dakushi mali lo, if you'll say that anything that is hard is good for this makke, nothing bangs against it. So levid lo chaspa, so a cheres would also be sufficient for this purpose. Elo mishum shuchso, maybe there's the big day, the matbeis of kesef had some rust on them, and this was good for the makke. It's a levid lo tasa. So the ikir is not the matbeya, the ikir is the silver. So let her go out with something that has a silver content without being a matbeya. Elo mishum tzura, so I'll say the tzure is that what's merape, levid lo pulsa. So we'll see what Rashi says in a minute what pulsa is. Amarabaye, shmamino, kulu malin lo, fakert. The combination of all three, the akushi, and the shuchse, and the tsuroso, all three are merape. And the Rambam appears in Mishnayis by stories that this is refuah skulis. It's not refuah tivis, it's a refuah skulis. Perhaps this we can understand what the union of the tsura is. And perhaps this would also be a teretz on the kasha we asked before, of the gzeirim ishim shchikas hamamonim, could be they only were geyser on refuas tiviyim, but a refuah skulis could be they weren't geyser. Let us see Rashi. Dakusha she he koshe umegina la make mikaitzim biyaseidis drachim. So memele. So acheres would also be good. Shuchse lichluches hayoytze min hakesef, belaz revil, which is rust, v'yofel amake, shuchse k'may deshosach tvei deil ametzis, which is very rusty, v'shtachin k'nachoshes de tainis. Le'eve tasa de kaspa. So if it's the rust, so you don't need a matbeye. Tivel omali, why do you need a matbeye? Elo mishum tzuroso. The tive mal yelamake v'lav shuchse. So I'll call it a matbeya. So it's not the shuchse. It is the tzure levit pulse. So Rashi says, what is the taich pulse? Ogul shel eitz, a round piece of wood. V'yotzer olav. If the tzure is that which is merape, so you want to make a tzure on kesef. You can make a tzure on a piece of eitz also. All of these three components are in the matbeya of a sela, akushi, vishukse, vitsurosa. Zogt Teisvis. Le'eved lo pulso. Perish akunteris, chaticho shaleitz, viyotzur oleho tsuro. According to Rashi over here, so will be for emphat what the Mefoshim ask a stirin to Gemoras. The Baal Ma'oma, my asimoin, the Gemara Bab Metzia says, what is an asimoin? Pulsa. So we now know that an asimoin is also pulsa. O peirish akuntres hosom. Pulsa means hainu dovo she'ein olav tzure, something that does not have a tzure. V'kashe, dahache mashme de pulso hu dava she yesh alav tzur. Okay, the Gemara says if the tzur is the criteria, it's a levid lo pulso. So why says pulso does have a tzur? So lecher it's a stire an rashi. Well, a perish rashi niche, the perish levid pulso beloi tzure, the yotzer alav a tzure. He says pulso is a slug without a tzur. V'le'evid pulso. So why do you need a matbeya? Make a pulsa. Either tzure is merapin, and then later you make a tzure on the pulsa. We're going to start off with a matbeya. That's how Tosis wants the fem for Rashi. Other Rishonim, for em for Rashi, they say that Rashi held that pulsa is kol she'ein olav teiras matbeya. If it's made out of metal, so the reason it doesn't have a teiras matbeya is because it's missing a tzure. If it has a tzure, no, it's made out of eitz, so it doesn't have a teiras matbeya because it is made out of eitz. So al kaponim, shitas others, the other shein pamphas shitas Rashi, that Rashi al pulsa is, it matters what you're speaking about. It doesn't have a teiras matbeya. So if you're speaking about matris, the sib is because it's missing a tzure. He's speaking about AIDS, so the sib is because it's AIDS. Aval a perish rabbeinu tam, koshe. The perish asimen avishal matres v'yeshal of tzur avalein achshuve v'ne yaitze. It is not choshuv, it is not yaitze bahitzo. In kein hoche mai ir yisela filo asimoin. According to the rabbeinu tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is a coin that is not Yaitze Bahitzo. So why do you need Dafke Asela? B'shema yes shloime de tzuras sela tzorich. You need the tzure of Asela. So if it's a dovo skuli, there's no kashas. Maybe you need Dafke the tzure of Asela. This is the correct tzure. Or maybe the engraving of a tzera sela, that would, maybe, could be, it's not choshuv, could be, it was the same type of engraving, but it wasn't deep enough. So could be the depth of the tzure made it a tzure choshuve, and a semen did not have, it could be was the same type of tzure, but wasn't engraved, the quality of the engraving wasn't the same. So could be, That is an afkemina legabi, the refue of the sela legabi in asimai. Zog the Gemara weiter. Habonois yoitzois bechutin. We have in the Mishnah that bonois are permitted to go out bechutin. Avue de shmul loishavik lohu libnosei de nofki bechutin. He did not permit his daughters to go out with chutin. Not like the Mishnah. He did not permit his daughters to sleep one next to the other. And the third thing about his daughters, he made for them mikvois b'yoymei nisen, umavtzi b'yoymei tishrei. And in yoymei tishrei, when they were table themselves in Nahal Pros, he put machzalois, and we'll see a machlekes chashi and taisus, either put it underneath them or he put it around them, that the tefillah should be kahig. We'll see each halacha bazunda. But the Gemara goes now on the first halacha. Loishavik lohu yaitzeis bechutim. He did not permit his daughters to go out bechutim. Frek the Gemara vohanant nan habonais yaitzeis bechutim. The Mishnah says they do go out bechutin. And for the Gemara, b'nosei do avua de Shmuel, the tzivoynim have. Their chutim were tzivoynim. And tzivoynim is, so even though the Mishnah says, habonois yaitzis bechutim, that's if they're not colored. If the chutim are colored, so memele, if the chutin are colored, so memela, then it is also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, loishavik lulabnosei, miforish lekamon taima de kulu. Gineon gabi hadodi, lishon zu eitzel zu, bi oidon besulois. When they were besulois, he didn't permit them to sleep one next to the other. Mikvois bi yoimenisen, shalmaye mechunosim, oisomoch lenaab. So he made, Rashi says, two types of mikvois he made. Either he made a mikvav mayim mechunosim not near the naab, and it was filled up with rainwater. Aisamach lena, umamshich lesoichon meinahar, mehano, betoivlo isham. The mechuman was, beyoim meinissen, they should not toivle themselves benar pros, they should toivle themselves in a mikveh. Umavzi beyoim meitish, so that was the saloche, umavzi beyoim meitishrei, she toivlo is pepros. In beyoim meitishrei, they were toivle themselves in the no. Umipnei hatit, shelo yechatzitze, nois amapetz tachas ragleim. The Mephoshim ask on Rashi, luchayre tit is not choytzitz, only tit hayovein is choytzitz, tam tit is not choytzitz. So others want to say that what tit is not choytzitz, that's tit on the psar ha'odom. So when they go into the water, so since it is not such a sticky substance, so it will disintegrate in the water, and it is not chaytzes. But here, Rashi holds, here we're speaking about the tit that entered between the fingers of the toes, and this could get stuck in, and could be the water did not enter between the toes. So memela, this tit is chaytzes. The Svas Emes wants to say nochmer, that could be between the toes, that's considered, you don't need bias mayim bepoil, it says a din of a beis astorim, you only need roi le bias mayim, but you don't have roi le bias mayim since you have tit there. The Ritva wants to say pshat in Rashi. The Ravid asks Akash and Rashi, there's a Gemara that one is not permitted to toivel oneself on something that's mekabel tume. This machzoloi, since it's mekabel tume smedres, so they were geyser, that one is not allowed to be toivel on that zeirem ishum melchitzois. So the Ritva wants to say pshat in Rashi. Rashi is very sosum that the whole chash of chetzitza was when she entered Nahor Pros. From Nahor Pros alone, when she was in the water, it could be the tit would not get in between the toes to be chetzitza, since there's water there. But on the entrance to Nahor Pros, it was muddy there, and there the tit could get in. So Memele, he wants to say, Pshat and Ravshi, Umavzi b'yoyme tishrei, umipnei atishrei chitzitza noishas hamapat tachas agleim, not in the whole pros. In the whole pros, taka one is not permitted to be toivel on machzalois, gzeris melchitzois. No, on the knesset to na pros, there he rolled out the red carpet that their feet should not get muddy. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, others ask a kasha on the Yesh Meforshim of Rashi. Rashi brought down before a pshat that Habonois Yoitzois Bechutin is speaking about Chutim Sheberosheim. And the Chiddush is that since it's Loishchiche Behut Vile, since it's like shchicha b'hu tvile, so therefore they're permitted to go out. And Rashi is sakasha, no, it's also shchich tvile by ktanois and those. But they seem to learn that it's like shchicha b'hu tvile. Like shchicha b'hu tvile. You have to know what they'll do with Rashi's kasha. Like shchicha b'hu tvile. So b'meila others ask a kasha, so what's the kasha from Avua de Shmuel? Avua de Shmuel, it says he did two things. He did loyshavik lul abnosei the nafki bechutin, va'ovid lo mikvois. So we see al kaponim that the bnosei of Shmuel is of the ovid lohum mikvois. So they were at the age of Tvila. I mean, he made mikvois for them. So Memele, they are not permitted to go out with Chutin. The whole heter, Bonois, Ktanois, Yaitzis, Bechutin, is because they're Lav Benois Tvila. Whatever the lumdus of the Yesh Mefoshim was. But Al Koponim, we see the Benois Shmuel were Benois Tvila. So what's the kasha? So therefore they were not permitted to go out with chutim. That's a psakasha and the yesh mefoshim. But let us go further in Rashi. The tzivoinim v'chayish lemishlef v'achvuye. That means stam chutim, there's no chash of taking off the show because they're not so fancy. But tzivoinim is chayish lemishlef v'achvuye. Zoktoisvis, umavzi biyoimei tishrei, perish akuntres vibnei hatit, shaloi yiye chatzitze, venoisnis hamapetz tachas ragleim. Rabbeinu tam pirish, o yenoisnis mifzei zikufois. They put these machzalois, these mats, vertically, standing up, not they stepped on them. Shaloi yiru oisam ha'oilom. The purpose of these machzalois was not als hilches chatzitze, aber hilches snias, but not als hilches snias, als hilches tvila. Because if they were aware that they were visible for the oilam, so they were not careful with the tvila, so the tvila was done haphazardly, done quickly. So memele al tzilches tvile, in order to assure that the tvile can be done calmly with and bishalve beheshke, so therefore he went and made these machitzes around them that they would be table themselves without any daigas of being seen. Now let us go to the second anhoge. Loishavik lehu ganion gabi hadodi. He did not permit them to sleep one next to the other. Leima misaye leila ravuna. So what could be wrong with this? The Omar ravuna noshim amisayulois zubazu psulois likuhune. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says amisayulois mischachechois mishum taivis tashmich. The mischachechois zubazu. Is psulois likune likayin god lehavi psula shleime. This is a kayin godel has to take a psula shleime in the anhog of mesailolois makes that she's not a psula shleime. The aval gav the kayin godel biyoyme lehavi. So what's the hava mean that Ravune that Rabu de Shmuel holds like Ravune. This halach is not negay Rabu de Shmuel. There weren't any kahanim gdoilim bizmanoi. Hoyil the derech snus choshiv lei lav oirech ara. L'chayre the reish of Rashi does not stim with the sefer. The reish of Rashi says that the reason Ravune held the posel lekune because she's not a psula. And then Rashi asks, but there's no kain godel. So Rashi says, it's derech snus, lav oirech ara. So what does this have to Ravune? And it's lav oirech ara, derech snus. Ravune is telling us dinim in hilchas kain godel that is an isha b'psule o yikach. So, mayin shmita leitzo har sinai. How does the seif of Rashi shtim with the reishe? It could be, I hear a mashmois from the Orech Laner in Yevomis, that what Rashi says, lehavi psula shleima, does not mean physically they lose a chelik of the psulim. The mischachachos zube zumi bachutz will not affect the psulim in any way. Now it could be in the shame psula, there's an isa psula v'loi bu'ula. In the shame psula, that means if any beer was made in her, could be, this is also a chesorin in the shame psula. So psula is a havka of bula, and so this derech znus is al kaponim enough to passel. This derech znus is al kaponim enough to passel. That means that the shame psula, not that physically she loses her psulim. No, it has a teiras biyaf azoy vait that she's not considered a psula anymore. That's missing in the shame psula because it has a teiras biyaf. That's what Rashi means. A male, if it has a teiras biyaf, therefore koyin godol, she's puzzled already. So then that's called that already. He didn't want his daughters should have that derech snus, the lav oirech ara. That means even though for all other halachas, the zikha doesn't have a teiras biyaf, but if for a koyin godol has a teiras ba'ule, so this was for him a derech snus, the lav oirech ara. So the Gemara says, loy. It's not Rai, he holds like Rafun. Rafun is machudish dik. Could be he doesn't hold like Rafun. Okay, heichet the loy, leufen gufa nucho. The purpose of not letting them sleep together, the loy, leufen gufa nucho, the yisavu lishkav imish. If they'll be mugul to sleep together with another person, eventually that might bring out a taiva lishkav imish. Zogt Taisvis, psulais likohune, perish, the first shot is kuhne gdoila, the lav psula shleimi, ba'af al gav, the kohen gold me shmul, I have a oye machna. The yesh meforshim, that Rav Hune holds noshim amasoylu leizu bezuk, psulais likohune, mishum zayne, that is apostle the kohen hedyet, psulais av le kohen hedyet, that has a shame znus, and it passes l'koyin hedyit. V'chein mashme b'peire ka'ol. T'koma rosom, les ilchese loy kebro, v'loy ka'abe. We don't paskin like Ravunin, Ravunin's son. T'koma v'afilu l'rabbe leza, t'omar pone yabo ala pnuye, sh'loy l'shem ishus aso zoyne, is this keponi abo pnuy, that is a maise biye, but noshim amesoyle lois, zubezu, is less than poni abo pnuy. Pritzusa baume, mashme de taimo mishum zoin. If the Gemara wants to say that even according to Rabbi Lezer will be kosher, or keponim, it would seem that this is, we want to passel the psul of Rabbi Lezer. Now Rabbi Lezer that says Pone Bo Pnu Yosu Zayin is speaking about a psul of Zayin Alekoyin Hedyet. So Vais Tachoyis that Noshin HaMesoylo Yizu Bezu is also a psul Lekoyin Hedyet. So Bahamis said this is Akasha and Rashi. Rashi says that according to Rav Huna the Apostle Lekoyin Gov. So the Ritva Dachsme Fahemfas Rashi, the Ritva says as follows. That Be'emison Rav Hune passels l'koyin godl. And the Gemara says, but we don't paskin according to Rav Hune, period. And then the Gemara says, and afilu according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer is a machma, dal Rav Hune meyoche, but afilu according to Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer, God, Rav Hune, the Gemara says, and Yivomis doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer. Now afilu according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer won't hold like Rav Hune. That Avila Rabbi Loza was machadish, that the shame zayin is chalai day poni abola pnuyo. Afal pikein, we don't paskin, Avila according to Rabbi Loza, we won't paskin according to Rav Hune, because noshim amisayle zubizu is worse than poni abola pnuyo. Abo nyesod Rav Hune, that asad, he didn't ask as Rabbi Loza, because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Loza. Okay, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Loza, because that's a raya to Rashi, not to Taisvis. No, he held this not the Zayin is only Chayve Krisis, not from Pony Abol Apnuye. He answered, the Gemara is only saying that not only according to the Chilkim al Rabbalozo we don't paskin according to Ravune, not according to Rabbalozo we also won't paskin according to Ravune, because if you don't hold of Ravune Shtik Teire, Rabbi Lozor will not be a trufe because Rabbi Lozor is davke isha aponi abola pnuye, but not shtei noshem am soilu leizu bezu. Va'aved lohu mikve b'yoymei nisim. And he made for his daughters a mikve b'yoymei nisim. Now what was the inyan of this mikve? And listen. Messiah leila rav. The Omar rav. Mitra b'marove. Sado rabbe poras. If it's raining, if it rained in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to hear, if you're on poras, you don't have to hear from the, on the radio that it rained in Eretz Yisrael. No, you'll watch Nahar Poras and you see how it overflows. So for by watching Nahar Poras, you can know that it rained in Eretz Yisrael. Because the rain of Eretz Yisrael eventually ends up in Nahar Poras, and Mamela, so by the abundance of water in Nahar Poras, one can know that there was abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Mitra b'marove, b'eretz Yisrael, sado rabo pros. Pros meyed b'dova. Now pros is meyed that there was a rain in Eretz Yisrael. Shohu yoyrei me'eretz Yisrael above. Because it went down from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. V'godel mimei hakshomim. And it overflowed. The Na'pros overflowed from the Meik Shomim. V'yoydim b'nei Bovel sheyoldu kshomim b'horei Eretz Yisrael. So then they could figure out that the kshomim had rained on the horei Eretz Yisrael. U'smeichim alachayim. So they were happy that in Akponim Eretz Yisrael had rained. V'avu edishmul nami kerav sviralei. Navu edishmul holds like Rav. The Omar pros Godel umeim of misborchim ayidei kshamim. He holds that when pros is Godel b'yoymei nisin, this is through the meik shamim from Eretz Yisrael. So that's number one. He holds that the gidul of pros was because of the meik shamim. And Abu Dishmul also held shlo yirbu hanoitvim ala zoichlim. So he was afraid that the Mekshamim should not become more than the Zeichlam. Let us see Rashi. V'sovar shemo yirbu noitfim al hakshamim. Hainu kshamim al hazeichlam hanoivim. Noitfim means kshamim. He was afraid, could be in the river Bishasa was going in pros already, in Bavel, so it could be that the content of the water, there was more Megshamim than river water there. Usna de Meseches Mikvois, Hazoichelim Kemayim, Vahanoitvim Kemikve. Zoichelim Kemayim, that means a Mayim is Metayer Bezoichelim. That means a river is Metayer Mizchile, even though it is not concentrated in one place. No, it is running water. Amayim is metayer bizchile. Vahanoitvim, but rainwater, kemikve, is only metayer if it is kavua bekaime, if it is not moving, if it is standing in one place. Vishaninu beteres koyin. Ach mayim uboir mikvei mayim. So the pasuk is speaking about a mayim. The pasuk speaking of a boir, which is a mikvei mayim, where water gets together. Two eifanim of tire. So now, first the Teiris Koinim klaus ha-shayla. Yochel milei al kseifoi. Let's say he filled up this boir. He filled it up with water. Now, if he filled it up with water, so this is Mayim Shuvim. How did he fill it up? He filled up Kalim, Al-Ksef, and he poured it into this boil. Ba'osam mikve bitchila yei toir, Talmud loyma Mayim. No, you cannot make a mikve through Mayim Shuvim. Ma Mayon bidei shamayim, af mikve bidei shamayim. A mikve has to, the water has to come to the mikve shaloy aidei maisa odo. So therefore, Mayim Shuvim will be possible. Period. That's one halacha. Ima mayon. So, but al kaponim we have a hekish. It would seem the hekish is telling us that a mikveh has to be like a mayon. A mikveh has to be like a mayon. So mel kolon ad kula also. Ima mayon metayel bezoichlin. Af mikveh metayel bezoichlin. So a mikveh should also be metayel bezoichlin. Afilu it is not, the water is not concentrated in one place and it is flowing, it should also be kosher. Talmud loyma ach mayim. Hamayim mitayir bezoichlin. The tchune of mayim, which is zechile, is only applicable to a mayim. Ach mayim. Only a mayim could be mitayir bedarkei shel mayim. That means ayidei zechile. Hamayim mitayir bezoichlin. Umikve mitayir ba'ashboyim. This is the characteristics of mayim. So first, there is a hekish that a mikveh has to have some of the characteristics of a mayim. It should be bidei shamayim. But all of the characteristics of a mayim, it should not have. That's the din ach mayim. That a mayim is metayir bezechile, and a mikveh is not metayir bezechile. It is metayir ba'ashboyim, it is in one place. The rishonim bring down, aber leidach gise, a mayon is metayer ba'ashboyer. If water from a mayon will be guided into a boyer, and it will stop there, and it won't go further, it will be metayer. Mayon is metayer bein ba'ashboyerin, bein beschila. The mikveh is only metayer ba'ashboyer. The kavu v'kaimu la'afuki, shim hitvul boi kelim, derech zechilosoi kshenim shochim v'yordim lemikveh, if a person toivled kelim v'shas it was going into the mikveh, loy also lohem tvila, because he's toivul v'shas it is a zeichel, loy also lohem tvila. Do boir u'mikveh ksiv, the kavu v'kaimu, it is gathered together and it stays on one place. Avol noivim, but river water, metarin, kamoishen, zeichel, and amoishen, migavoyin, lenomach, kederach, kol hanoris. But a river is metar, ayidei schila. Hilkach, v'yoyin mei nisim. So now, what was the problem by Avuah de Shmuel? V'yoyin mei nisim, shanahoreis, kdeilim, mimei, hakshomim, shayimei, hachayim. In yoyin mei nisim, that the nahoreis used to get full, used to overflow from the rainwater of from Eretz Yisrael, umiyavshores hashlogim, or the snows used to melt. Chayish, so the exact percentage, the exact amount of river water, the exact amount of rainwater, Shmuel did not know. But Shmuel did know that there's an abundance of water. So there is an abundance of rainwater in the river. So, if he could have been assured that there's not roiv rainwater, nope. So it wouldn't bother him. But chayish, shemo yirbu hanoitvim al hazeichlin. But maybe there's more rainwater than river water. Shenetaisvu baha beno meyak shomim al hazeichlin achayim. Maybe there's more, there's roiv meyak shomim al hazeichlin. Ubotlu azoichlim achayim benoitvim. And the zoichlim become bottled to the noitvim, so they lose their maila that they possessed. Before they had a maila with matayah beschila, now since roiv is make shomim, so botlu azoichlim achayim benoitvim. Vein teiris mayim aleim letayah bezoichlim elo bashboirim. So now it doesn't have a teiris mayon, the tayyab is eichlin ella bashbayim. So what did he do? Bavid lo mikvois tikovu v'kaimu. So in order, he did not permit them to table themselves in Nahal Pros, because it was a suffix, maybe there was robu hanoitvim ala zeichlin. So therefore he made mikvus for them, either from rainwater, or he was machnis from the nor into a mikveh. So he had water which was kovu v'kaimu and not zeichlin. Vaniki Balti, so Rashi is telling us, so Pshat is, he was afraid. What was he afraid? Shlayilba anaitvam ala zeichlim, in the psul is that a naitiv is not mitayel bizchila. Vaniki Balti merabeinu halevi, gor an interessant Pshat. Not the problem was the schila, mishum the sofik zivais ninu. There was a sofik and his daughters, maybe they're zovets. The zova to une mayim chayim. So mamela zova needs a tvila b'mayim chayim, not be make shomim. So therefore, if there's roiv make shomim, so the mayim chayim becomes bottle to the make shomim. So mamela, so there's no tvila b'mayim chayim. The efshel lahamid shmuos, Rashi says this is a shrekle pshat. Mishum damrin, and there's a tesefta, choymer bezov mi bezovo. Shahazov ton mayim chayim, bezova eine tuune mayim chayim. So a meiler, how could you say such a pshat? You don't azova does not need mayim chayim again. The chazalti obodakti lefarsho. So therefore, וכן נראה בעיני כמו שפירשתי. ואירו בדעלמה מפורשים נויטפים כשאובים. That the problem was another problem. נויטפים are כשאובים. And the Emerson, רבי נחננל says this פשט. רבי נחננל says, וסוב רבו דשמו, שמו ירבו המשאובים כשאובים. V'lav milsei. It's not ham noitvim kemit. They learn stamazayin noitvim is a din of show. So that's no, there's no such thing. A noitvim you can make a mikvah out of it. Avalu shuvim loygersim. So memele, this was the chaim the chash of Abu Edishmu that maybe there'll be rabu and noitvim ala zeichlim. And it will lose the Torah's Maim, and it won't be Metayr B'Schila, so therefore he made Mitvois for them. That's Avuah de Shmuel. Upligi de Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Nara Mikipei Mivrach. Shmuel said that if you see the river overflowing, that is from its original source, from the Tahaim. It's not from the rain. One should not be toilet. Bidavot study, mikipe midrach. O pliga di day adi day. And then we find the stir in Shmuel also. The Omar Shmuel, ein amayim mitarim bezoichlem, el apros biyoymei tishrei bulbot. There's a stir in Shmuel also. Shmuel said that ein amayim mitarim bezoichlem, el apros biyoymei, you can only use pros biyoymei tishrei bulbot. So there's a stira of Shmuel on Shmuel. The first member of Shmuel would seem that there's never a problem of ribui noitam ala zoichlam because the ribui comes mikipe mivrach. The ribui amayim is coming from its own source. That's a stira. But we have a chumra of Shmuel, and the Ritva explains that this Shmuel was more chamur than Avuah de Shmuel. Why? Because Avuah de Shmuel was only machmer the way Rav said, Mitra b'marove sada rabba pros. That means as follows, that if there was an abundance of water in pros b'yoyme nisim, so Rav told us, so that is a raya that there was a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. So the abundance came through the rains in Eretz Yisrael. So when there was a ribuy of kshamim, he was afraid that maybe there's roiv kshamim. But what if the nar looked normal? It wasn't enlarged beyond menis. So then Abu Dishmul did not make a mikveh for his daughters. There's no abundance of waters. So Mestamet was not a rainy season in Eretz Yisrael. So one does not have to be chayish that there's Rabu Haksham Anoitfem Allah Zoichla. So the whole chayma of Abu Adishmul was when we saw that there was abundance of water in pros. Aye, when there's no abundance, let's be afraid for Keld. Maybe the river was at a very low level, and the river now that looks normal is because of the rainwater. No, he was never chayish shatzach shash. He was only chayish when there was a sada rabba pros, and he was chayish of rabu anoitfim ala zeichlim. But the leshmu, and shmul said, ain't a mayim et parim ela pros b'yayim et tishrei bovot. This shmul was the most machma. He didn't look at the water level in Nissan. Even if the water level in the Nissan did not get higher than it was before Nissan, he was afraid could be there's still an abundance of rainwater over the Mehano. So Memela, he only permitted to be tevil in Pros B'yayme Tishrei, which then Yezichet don't Reiv Mayim is from the No Pros and not from Meik Shomim. Let us see Rashi. Mikifei mivrech, misfosoi, umimikoiroi, umisiloi. From the source, from the source of water, that's how it became Mizbor. Selam et agamin and kipe. Mikifei mivrech, veloi mi meik shomim. You're not toile the abundance of water because of the rain. No, we say that it's the broche, the ribu came to its own source. Upligi didei adidei, di shmuel ashmuel. Ein hamayim mitarim bezoichlin, ein mitarim odom vekeilim, ein mitarim odom vekeilim atoivlim behem, derech schire, they are not mitayer, ein hamayim mitarim, they are not mitayer the people who toivle themselves in the mayim bezoichlin. And mitayim odom vekeilim atayvlam bam derech schire, derech schile, v'tzorach lamshichon lemikve v'litvor bemikve. Elo pros b'yoymei tishrei. Only pros b'yoymei tishrei is muta shechodlu akshomim v'robu azeichlim aleyem, and yoymei tishrei de ziche more mayim chayim than meik shomim. Yesh teires mayin al hanohoreis hamoishrim. Al mesvira lei, shegdeilem mimei akshomim. So this shmuel holds that not b'yoymei tishrei, I attribute the abundance of water to make shomim, and therefore one is not permitted to table themselves. V'ani shomati b'bchoyreis mitarim b'zoichlim, שהנויטפן שבסויכון מתארים בריבוי הזויכלן. מתארים is not a lotion hifl on the Odom. אין המים מתארים בזויכלן, it's not going on that they מתאר something else. It's a lotion nifl, it seems. מתארים בריבוי הזויכלן ויזבטלו הנויטפן בהם So that means that Rashi did a pshat mitarim, that it doesn't get a din of a mayon only b'yomei tishrei. Zok Tosfos, sado rabo pros, perish hakunteres, Pros meyed, the pros is telling Eidis, bedavo, shohu yayre me'eretz Yisrael lebavo, that it went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavo, v'godel mimeik shamim. So if there was an abundance of water in pros, we knew there was abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael. V'loy nehire, sherei bovel b'mizrach Eretz Yisrael koi. V'chol anahorais yerdim mi mizroch l'mayrov. And the currents go mi mizroch l'mayrov. So how could it come from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, and Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, that is from Mayrov to Mizroch? Rashash asks over here where Tosfos got this yesod, that the currents go from Mizrach to Mayrach, the Yeshakasha from one of the European rivers. From the Rishayim, it would seem that the Makayr of Tosfos was Kol han lahoris yerdes ala aposik in kahelas, kol han lahoris yerdes ala yom. The yom is b'mayrev. So if the yom is b'mayrev, so it has to go from Mizrach to Mayrev. It can't go from Mayrev to Mizrach. That al-kaponim was tois v'skash. The nahoris that are hulchis ala yom. Al-kaponim haces the nahoris that are on the Mizrachai of the Yam, that has to go, Chonash Yodim, in Mizrach la Mayrav. The Yam was on the Mayrav of Eretz Yisrael, so Al Kaponim, the male, that was the Kasha, so it could be in the European rivers, could be, it's no Stira. There it could be going back, to the Mizrach, it could be it's on the other side of the Yam. Al Kaponim, and Bobo, Taisus has the Kasha. Lekach Perish Rabbeinu Tam, שהיו מכירים שיורדו הפשומם לארץ ישראל על ידי שחייזה פורס לאחירוב על ידי גדלוסוי בארץ ישראל. Forget, it was going in the other direction. It's going, the process going from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. So it used to go swiftly, but then they got a backup because there was so much water in Eretz Yisrael, so it couldn't go further, so Mamel had backed up בתוך הקשומם. That's how they knew in Pros. Shema yirbu hanoitfe perish mei gishomim al mei nahore shayu zoichon vahavalu mikve vamrinam, and this is a mikve vamrinam de mikve metayar bezoichlam kim vash bayrem. A mikve is only metayar when it's not moving. It's not mesechas mikvois hazoichlam kemayim vanoitfen kemikve. Sanye beteres kaine. Yochomile mayim al kseif ay vaso mikve betchile. Yei toyer tamud loyme mayim. Ma mayim bidei shemayim af mikve bidei shemayim. I ma mayim metayer bezoichlen af mikve metayer bezoichlen. Peirish af bezoichlen. Maybe a mikve should also be metayer bezoichlen. V'chol shken bashbeirem. Tamud loyme ach mayim. Mayim metayer bezoichlen. Mikve bashbeirem. So this is Bemis and Rashi's Psha. V'yesh meforshim shloha yiroitza latvilam b'em v'shem bablu sofik zovitz. Zove zove tunimayim chayim v'shema yirbu hanoitvim. V'havolai muchonosim. So it's not mayim chayim. V'loi nihir. So this is Samir de Kikasha on this Psha. Chod the my time of the lumik voice. V'monim shech. If he wanted mayim chayim, so why did he make a mikveh? Vavina mayim chayim. V'oid, and then Taisvus asks Rashi's kasha, the betesefta per gimel dezovim koma choymer bezov mi bezovo, shehazov ton mayim chayim, bazova eina touno mayim chayim. So memele, he didn't need mayim chayim. Vim taima, v'lishmur da'omar ein ha-mayim betarim b'zoichum ala pros b'yoyim ei tishrei. That you can only use a nohor b'yoyim ei tishrei. But b'yoyim ei nisin, you cannot use a nohor. Zov the boy mayim chayim eich yitvil b'yoyim ei nisin. So how could a zov table himself b'yoyim ei nisin? So looking at Taisvus Kashe, so one could pertinently say, it doesn't title, it says he tables himself b'yayimei nisim. What Taisvus Kashe? How can a Zov table himself b'yayimei nisim? Maybe he doesn't title himself b'yayimei nisim. But the Rishayim asked this Kashe from a Mishnah in Psochem. The Mishnah in Haisha says that a Zov is Zov, that if the Shechita was, that the Shechita was the seventh day, the eighth day, and the Shaila, if he could be Sheikhet Aleim, if they'll be Roy Balayla, a whole Sugi in Psochem, Savais Tachoyt, they could table themselves B'yayimei Nisan. According to Shmuel, Shmuel said, and Amayim Atam B'zoichem, Ela B'yayimei Tishrei B'lvot, so how could there be such a Chetimtze that a Zov is Matayr himself B'yayimei Nisan? B'yishloim B'mayon Mechuse, Shein Mekshomim Yerdim B'zoichem. That means that the Shmuel only said something that was exposed to the rain. So there we are choshed that there's a ribuy of meik shamim over mei noh. But if you have a mayin mechus that's coming out of a cave and there the rain does not come in contact with it, so there I could zicha be assured that there's roiv mei may know, not make shomim. Vimtaymer amai chayshinon shemo yirbu hanoitvim. What are you afraid of, yirbu hanoitvim? Leimo kamo kamo botu, kidoma beperikei de meseches avede zore. Hama'ar yayin nesach leboir, afilu kol hayoim kulay kosher, domrinin kamo kamo botu. So you say, since the way the Bishas it gets mixed up, so there is a small amount falls in into a larger amount, so we say kama kama botel. So the mayak shomin, that Bishas it starts falling into the noho, there's zicha a ribui of may noho, so we should say kama kama botel. There's Ibakamte Oinig Yontif. The Oinig Yontif says that the whole halacha of bittul only applies if the purpose of the bittul is derech shlili. That means as follows. Let's say a person has three pieces of meat. Three steaks. Two pieces are glat kosher, and one is glat treif. So the halacha is that chad betrei becomes botul min ha-toyer. So what did the bittul accomplish? The bittul accomplished that the iser nevela, the iser treifa fell off. It is not treif. Bittul is bekoyach lohoser isurim. It takes off. You have a chasorin on this piece of meat. It is treif, it is also. The iser becomes botul. Well, let us speak about another case. There are three matzahs. Two matzahs were baked and were made lishmo, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. The third matzah is a kosher matzah, but it wasn't made l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Well, we also say a din bittul, but here the din bittul is not to take off a chesorin. There's no chesorin with the matzah that wasn't baked lishmo, but it's just missing a maila. It was not baked, it was not made lishmo. So here, the din bittul, you're adding on something. You're adding on milus. So the Nigyontev says that you saw that bittul can only take off. Bittul cannot add on. That is a yesod, that a kanta yesod, from the Nigyontev, the same thing, yachutei tzitzis, fiyevchutim da wanitvu shaloi lishma, they will not become bittul. So I'm just wondering, how did the Nigyontev understand this taisa? We have a problem over here. We have a problem that a mayim is metayer bezeichlin, and a noitvim is not metayer bezeichlin. So memele, this is a maila that a mayim has, that it's metayer bezeichlin. So Taisva says, let us say kama kama botel. So here kama, there's nothing wrong with the make shomim. There's not a psapsul and make shomim. Pshat is, make shomim do not have the maila of a mayan. A mayan is metayer bezchila, but make shomim is not metayer bezchila. So memele, if the din bittul would work over here, it could only work that the mayan will make the make shomim may mayan. That's the only way it could work over here. Say kama kama botul, that every drop of make shomim that falls into the mayan becomes may mayan. So it becomes May Mayan. So the male now could be Metayer Beschila. So that was Tais Viskasha. So that is only good if you learn that in Bittul one could add on Mylis also. Bittul, to the Halacha Bittul, the Dova HaMizbatul not only loses its Cheschoynes, but can get the Mylis of the Dova HaMizbatul. But if you learn, according to the Einig Yontif, that the whole din bittul is only takes off chesroinis, but cannot put on mailis, so I don't understand how the halacha of kama kama botul could help the situation. Bittul cannot, the halacha of bittul cannot make that the make shomim should become may maya. Al kaponim, that's Taisvus Kash. Let's go back to Taisvus Kash. So Taisvus asks, what's the whole problem? If the water would fall all at once, so then you have more you have more make shomim than may mayim, so there's no din bittul. But since it falls slowly, so let us say, kama, kama, bottle. Kida'oma bepeyekei de mesechas avodah zarah, hama'are yayin nesach leboyet, afilu kol ayoyim kuloi, kosher, domrinen kama, kama, bottle. So memelas, let's say here also kama, kama, bottle. So there are many terutzim on this kasha. Other Rishonim bring down the teret that the holding of kama kama bottle is if there is a hefsik in the nefilah. That means hamari yayin esach labor, a little drips in, then it stops, and it drips in again. So then we say kama kama bottle. But if it's going consistently, so then we take everything that falls in and we consider kilu fell in bebasachas, and some amela, there's no din of kama kama bottle. So that's one teretz on Taisus Kasha. But Taisus didn't learn like this. Taisus learned as long as Lamais is falling in, a miyat is falling into a roi, you say kama kama bot. The Yeshleima, so Taisus tells us as follows. Leima hani taimed the kama kama botu. Kivin sho iso rabo mikishir. That means if eventually the iso is greater than the sheer bittul, or here, so there won't be din of kama kama bottle. By he the yayin nesach, the kama 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 bottle, hainu kaidim sheroba ha iser at kedei nesinas tam beheta. Now let us explain Taisvis Teretz. What is Taisvis saying? So the Ritva explains Taisvus Teretz as follows. There is a chomer in Yayin Nesach that Yayin Nesach asels b'mashu. There is such a chomer. Now on this chomer, the Gemara says kama kama bottle, and if iser nofal l'soich oif heter, the iser mashu becomes bottle. But there's a algemeine din that all isurim become bottle benois in tam. That means if there's less than shishim, and the iser is nois in tam, so there's no din bittul. So this din will apply even after the din of kama kama bottle. Just like there is a shitas harishonim of chayzer v'nir. The halacha of chayzer v'nir means that, let's say, a half a kezayis of Issa fell into a shishim zeisim shalheta, so became bottle. Now you'll have another 3/4 of a zayis fell in. So now altogether you have less than shishim. I do not say that the first chalik became bottle already. So now only 3/4 of a zayis fell in, and there is shishim connected 3/4 of a zayis. Now I say chayzer v'nir, that the first half zayis that fell in lemaise is iser. Now kol's man there is surrounded with roiv heter. You're allowed to use the iser. The bittul is mata the iser, but it doesn't become a metzias of heter. So now you'll have less than shishim. It's chayzer v'nir. So that's what Taisvus is saying, that the whole din of Ma'ar Yayin Nesach, that there's a din of kama kama bottle, this is only if you do not have shishim. If there's more than shishim. But if there's less than shishim, so there you have a deraisidik din that it has not become bottle, so kama kama bottle will not help the situation. So Memela over here also, since eventually we end up by Rabu HaNoitvim Ala Zeichlin, we have more Noitvim than Zeichlin, so Memela, so it doesn't help the Aloch of Kama Kama Bottle.